朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于杨念慈师母，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
所以在我们中间，如果我们听见主的话或是有人的祷告，你觉得要讲阿们，回应一个阿们，会不会觉得很 awkward， 会不会觉得很怪？
Do you feel awkward when you hear God's words or someone's prayer that you have great echo in your heart？
不会，阿们，
阿们。
英文组的那个，我在跟几个敬拜的同工，跟他们有时候有一些小组，我跟他们有一个 discipleship。
I often have discipleship gatherings with English
brothers and sisters. 孩子很可爱，他们都是高中生。
And they are high school students.
那他们一开始服侍的时候
，they start serving.
他们很 frustrated， 很 frustrated.
They feel frustrated.
他们说，为什么啊？我们在上面祷告的时候，底下都没有人阿门。他说 ，it's deadly silent.
They feel frustrated that whenever they pray on the stage, there's no amen. It was just dead silence.
我们擘饼的时候，有人祷告，也没有人说 amen.
And then when people pray during the breaking of bread, there's no amen.
我们大人有没有同样的感觉？
Do you feel the same?
所以我就跟这几个孩子说，
So I told them,
我说别人祷告的时候，你阿爸阿们。
Do you say amen when others pray?
他说 sometimes 有的时候
say yeah sometimes
他说但是很奇怪因为没有别人说
but well because others don't respond
所以下次我们还要管别人说不说
but next time do you still care what other people say
这是你对神的敬拜对不对
this is your worship
你的阿们又不是说给别人听的
you do not say amen for others to hear
你是对神说的
but you say that to God
amen
say amen
这话神的话真好
That's us so good
这个祷告就是我的祷告
And this prayer is my prayer
哦神啊阿们
God amen
阿爸阿们
Amen
出于我的自愿
It's out of my own willingness
我要向神的话向神的自己我要有一个反应
I respond to God's words and God himself
最简单的一个字
So with the simplest word
就是阿们
Amen
啊、渴慕神的话是在我们的敬拜里面非常非常重要的一件事
Our longing for God's words is very important in our worship
我们今天每一个人都有太多的圣经
We all have many Bibles
我最近才听到一个故事
Recently I heard a story
在1991年在乌克兰
In 1991
他们经过好几十年的时间苏俄都不准许他们有任何的神学院 开始
For a long time, the Russian government did not allow any seminary school. But still, some Christians, they were gathered together. But they lacked God's words.
那后来等到1991年的时候，他们让一两个可以重新开的神学院，他们开始让请从美国来的教授去给他们上课。
Finally, in 1991, they were able to open up one or two seminary schools.
那个时候，他们
they invited American professors to teach them.
可能整个的班上的神学生没有一个人有一本圣经。
At that time, probably none of the seminary students have a copy of Bible.
所以呢，当这个教授要在那边讲课的时候
，So when the professor was teaching,
政府给他们一个限制
，The government had a restriction.
你可以教他们唱歌。
The government had a restriction that he could teach them singing or literature.
你可以念从别人的来信
or you can read letters.
但是你不可以教圣经
but you
cannot 拿着圣经拿出来教
You cannot bring out the Bible and teach the Bible.
那所以呢，这个神学院的教授
So this professor
他就教他们诗篇
So he taught them psalms.
教他们唱诗篇
He taught them how to sing
唱的时候他要先把这个歌词要念一遍给他们听
Then he has to read the lyrics
然后就讲英文的教授呢他需要有一个人讲 Russian 就是翻译成苏俄的话俄语
And then he needs a translator to translate English to Russian
这个翻译就特别跟这个教授说
And then the translator told the professor
他说你可不可以 念的时候要非常非常的慢。
And he says, please read it very, very slowly.
他说对不起，他说你念完以后，我翻译的时候我会翻译的非常非常的慢。
Says, sorry, when, after you read, I will translate it very, very slowly.
因为他每一个学生叫 word by word, 一个字一个字把它抄下来。
Because every student has, will copy it down word by word.
然后他们把它累积起来，然后成为一本抄写的圣经。
And then they will, accumulate together to become a handwritten Bible.
他们教新约的书信的时候，
So when they teach the New Testament epistles,
那教授呢就准备一张纸。
The professor will prepare a sheet of paper.
他说这是两千年前有一个叫保罗的人，他写一封信给在罗马的人。
And then the professor will read like, this is a letter written 2000 years ago by a person named Paul to the church of Romans.
然后一个字又一个字的把它抄下来。
And then these students will write it down word by word.
啊，得着神的话。
As they receive God's word,
他们就当食物吃了。
They will eat it like food.
啊，今天
and today,
我们很多时候我们在敬拜的时候，我们还是一样缺少神的话。
Oftentimes when we worship God, we lack God's word.
并不是因为我们没有圣经
，not because we do not have Bibles,
而是撒旦把一个厌烦、一个厌恶真理的一个心放在现在的人里面。
But Satan has given modern day people an attitude that dread God's words.
所以我们就常常用别的东西来代替。
So we replace it with something else.
那我们现在要再来看一下敬拜到底是什么。
So now let's look at what is worship.
除了刚刚我讲的那个几个经文，再讲到那个原文的解释。
Besides the explanation of the original word.
这个字呢 ，worship 敬拜呢，它是一个动词，对不对
？The word worship is an adverb.
所以他应该要有一个受词，他要有一个人啊，他应该是有 audience 的。
So this verb.Must have an object, an audience.
那敬拜的时候
，when we worship,
谁是我们的 audience?
Who is our audience?
是神
，God.
我们现在讲起来觉得很理所当然，对不对？
No,
敬拜当然是敬拜神哦。
It's very logical. Whenever we worship God.
但是我们常常我们把后面这个神呢就省略了。
But oftentimes we omit God.
啊，我们去敬拜。
So that we just say, let's worship.
我们在教会里面服侍敬拜。
And then we say, we serve in the worship team.
慢慢的我们自己也糊涂了。
And then gradually we lose the focus.
我们真的是在敬拜神吗
？Are we really worshiping God？
所以当我们来敬拜的时候，每一个主日你一进到这个门的时候
，Every Sunday when you walk in the door，
你第一件事情要想到的
，The first thing you need to remember，
我是来敬拜神
，I'm here to worship God。
这是我们最重要的一件事
，And this is the most important thing。
如果我们的脑筋里面我们都被别的东西来充满了
，If our mind is filled with all other things。
当我们敬拜的时候
Then when we worship
神就不是那个 audience
Then God is not our audience
那古今中外大家都有这个敬拜的需要
Throughout the generations everyone has the need to worship
所以今天敬拜的对象到底是谁非常的重要
So it's very important whom we worship
那我们来看一下有几张的照片
Let's see some pictures.
我们这次在希腊的时候哈，那个
While in Greece,
也是一样。我们有天下午聚完会以后，那弟兄姐妹要带我们去看这个亚略巴谷。哦，亚略巴谷那个保罗的
Areopagus，
这是保罗在希腊的地方，这是希腊的一个基督教的发源地，对不对？第一批的基督徒就是在亚略巴谷。
And then these are the place where the first Christians in Greece happened.
然后呢，这个旁边呢就是一个女神庙。
And then right next to it is a
temple of goddess. 这些呢是
就是
盖给他们像阿波罗或者宙斯的庙。
So these are the temples built for the Apollos or the Zeus.
然后这是他们最尊崇的宇宙之神宙斯。
And then this is the idol,
我第一次见他的面
Zeus.
然后这是他们很多的各式各样的神。你们知道希腊有各式各样的神。
And you know that in Greece, there are all kinds of idols.
有的时候这个还有一些人面啊，身体是兽。那有一些整个呢就是兽。这个是超过摩西以前，西元1600多年以前，BC 怎么讲？ 主前1600年
So these are the idols created, the golden calves created before the time of Moses, about 1600 BC.
所以你看从有人类历史以来他们都想要来敬拜。
So you can see throughout human history, mankind
wanted to worship. 当我在看到这些的时候
When I saw these,
我心里面有一个很大很大的感触。
I had this thought.
如果这些假神他都来 deserve, 都有这么多的人来敬拜他。
If these false gods get so much worship,
那这一位真正创造天地，给我们赐给我们生命，为了神，为了人，他死在十字架上，为了爱，他拯救我们，带我们来回到父的怀抱的这一位。神，我们为什么缺少人来敬拜他？
So、why is that? Why is that? It's so hard for us to worship this true God who created the universe, created us, and loved us, and died on the cross for us, and brought us back to the Father.
所以我记得有一次，我们还在迪安扎的时候，我们有一班人来从西藏来访问我们。
I remember while we were still gathering at the Dianza College, a group of people came from Tibet to visit us.
他们很多是信奉喇嘛教的。
Many are believing in the Lama.
所以他进到我们教会以后，我们弟兄姐妹们邀请他来参加我们的教会，我们觉得是一件很宝贝的事情。我们到哪里去找这些人来让他们介绍，把神给他们听呢？
As they were brought to our church, we felt very honored because where could we find such people and introduce God to them?
等到他参加完一堂聚会以后，中午吃饭，他跟余弟兄坐在一起
，and after the meeting.They had lunch with Brother Yu.
他说这个基督教的神比我们喇嘛教的神好像这个友善很多。
They say that this Christian God seems to be more friendly than
他说因为我看你们信徒呢好像都无所谓。
Because it seems that the believers are casual.
你们在聚会的时候可以走来走去。
You could walk around in your meeting.
然后可以不同的时间都可以进来。
And you can come into the worship anytime.
他说我们在喇嘛教的话，他说我们是要整个趴在地上走，趴进去的。
In our religion in Tibet, we had to.
那绝对不可能在殿里面还能够这样走动的。
We had to crawl into the temple.
他说
impossible for us to walk around in the temple.
我们对喇嘛也是非常非常的尊敬。
And we have great respect to Lama.
这是我们给他们的印象。
So that is our impression to them.
你们觉得我们的神，我们所信奉的神，他所该得的敬拜，难道不比那一些希腊或者是其他各种各样他们所人手所造出来的那个神像，我更配得敬拜吗？
Don't you think our God deserves more worship than those idols made by man's hands?
所以这是我心里面常常在想说，如果今天我们真是信神的人，哦，主耶稣啊，我们真是要来敬拜你。
If we believe in God, then Lord Jesus, we ought to worship.
从心灵里面出于自愿的那样子的亲爱的来敬拜他，爱戴他，这是很自然的一件事情。
It should be very natural that out of a willing heart, we worship him with great affection.
如果今天我们真是爱我们的神。
If we truly love our God,
敬拜自然是成为我们生活中的中心。
Worship will naturally become the center of our life.
我们所有的生活都绕着敬拜。
And our life will be centered around worship.
我们敬拜的礼仪。
And then the rituals of worship.
我们今天特别想讲到，就是当我们在一起敬拜的时候。
Today I want to focus more on our corporate worship.
神是一个灵。
God is spirit.
他其实并不在乎我们在哪里敬拜他。
He does not really care where we worship.
不见得是在撒玛利亚人的山上。
It doesn't have to be on the mountain of Samaria.
不见得是犹大人所说的一定要在耶路撒冷。
Or in Jerusalem like the Jews said.
我们不见得一定要到朝圣，到了耶路撒冷的圣殿，我们才能够来敬拜神。
You don't have to go to the holy temple in Jerusalem to worship him.
他是灵。
He is spirit.
今天神在他的儿女中间来寻找用灵和真实来敬拜他的人。
God is seeking among his children those who will worship in the spirit and truth.
如果今天所有信神人都是用灵和真实来敬拜他，神就不需要来寻找了，对不对？
If all believers today will worship him in spirit and truth, then God does not have to seek them.
你一举手节制，你一接受耶稣，你一受浸，你应该就是一个用灵和真实来敬拜他的人。
soon as we confess our faith and get baptized, we should worship in spirit and truth.
那为什么神今天在英文的圣经里面它的翻译它的原文就是神今天在寻找 seeking, he's seeking for such, 他在寻找这样子的人用心灵和真实来敬拜他。
Then why still in the Bible, why the Bible still says that today he's seeking such worshippers?
因为并不是每一个人都能够了解敬拜的真谛。
It's because not everyone understands the true meaning of worship.
那在圣经的里面呢我们讲一些比较实际的当我们在一起来敬拜的时候
So whenever we gather to worship
我们要很注意的一件事
There's some things we need to pay
attention 在圣经的历史里面发生过很多次
And it happened throughout the history of, in the Bible
就是神的百姓他们用拜假神的仪式拿来拜真神
That children of God worship God in a ritual that was usedto worship other gods.
所以当我们在这里传达神的话我们在这里祷告我们在这里用诗歌奉献我们来敬拜神的时候
As we are here to worship God with delivering God's words, praying and singing songs.
我们其实是要用一个很慎重的态度。
We have to have a very sincere and serious attitude.
不是我们今天随便唱什么样的诗歌随便用什么样的形式都是敬拜神。
It's not, we can't worship in any style we want or choose any songs we want.
所以在诗歌的选择上面
the choice of songs,
诗歌非常非常的重要。
Songs are very important.
在犹大国在所罗门之后呢以色列就分成了南国跟北国两个国家。
After King Solomon, Israel entered into the divided kingdoms.
北国所有的王他们都是行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
And all the kings in the North Kingdom did evil in God's eyes.
在南国
And then Southern Kingdom
在中后期的时候
And during the later
有两次非常著名的复兴
There are two revivals that are famous.
所以我每一次读到历代志读到列王的时候我每一次读到这两次的复兴我的心里面就真的是非常的沸腾非常的喜乐而且非常的真的是每一次读到 那几段的故事的时候我真的是盼望在今天这个世代我们也有那样子能够被记载被圣灵记载下来的复兴
Every time I read about these two famous revivals in the book of Kings or the Chronicles my heart is just touched and stirred up and how I wish that in modern days our churches would have revivals just like that and be remembered by the Holy Spirit
一次是在主前700多年720多年的西西家王
The firstA revival happened in 728 BC during the King Hezekiah.
我们来看历代志下。
Let's turn to the book Second Chronicles, chapter 29.
那他在他之前，他前面的王呢，把整个的圣殿都 shut down 了，把门都关起来了。
During the kings before King Hezekiah, the
king had shut down the holy temple
and then stopped all the sacrifices.
把全国的百姓都带去拜假神。
The previous king led the entire nation to worship idols.
所以西西家王在他登基的时候
So after King Hezekiah became king,
他就先修理清洁这个圣殿
He repaired and cleansed the holy temple.
恢复向神的敬拜
And restored worship to God.
然后他在献祭的时候29章
In chapter 29, he was offering sacrifice.
西西家吩咐所有的人就在献祭的时候他就唱赞美耶和华的歌。
And then he said, he appointed people to worship God in singing and praises.
28节我们一起来读。
Let's read, verse 28 together.
会众都敬拜。歌唱的歌唱吹号的吹号如此直到燔祭献完了。然后第30节西西家王与众首领又吩咐利未人用大卫和先见亚萨的诗词颂赞耶和华。那你们知道西西家王跟大卫和亚萨他们相差了大概多少年
Do you know the time between Hezekiah and King David and Asaph?
起码要250年
At least 250 years.
那你觉得他们那个时候是因为在西西家的时代没有人可以制作诗歌没有人会弹奏乐器唱他们当时的诗歌吗
Do you think it's because at the time of King Hezekiah there was no one to compose music?
不是这样子
No
但是他们却还保留了250年大卫和亚萨的时代所制造的诗章颂词 来赞美耶和华。
But they still kept the psalms and the songs written during the time of David and Ezra.
他们唱完诗歌以后，他们就把礼物带来献给神。
And after they sang praises, they brought offerings to God.
在将近一百年以后
，and about after
有另外一个王
100 years, another king came,
叫做约西亚王
，King has Josiah.
他再度的来恢复律法书上面的敬拜。
Once again, he restored the worship described in the book of law.
献祭以后
，and after he offered sacrifices.
我们一起来读三十五章第十五节。
Let's turn to chapter 35.
歌唱的亚萨子孙照着大卫、亚萨、西曼和王先见耶杜顿所吩咐的，站在自己的地位上，守门的看守各门，不用离开他们的职事，因为他们的弟兄利未人给他们预备祭物。那他跟大卫之间相差了有四百年。
And then King Josiah is about 400 years later.
这两个王他们照着律法书上恢复神所要的敬拜，他们的年纪都只有二十几岁。
When these two kings restored the worship according to the book of law, they were in their 20s. When they became king, they were like in their
20s. 大概我记得不错，应该是一个25岁，一个26岁。
So when they were about 25, 26 years old,
they restored worship. 20岁到30岁的，我们要不要举一下手？
So please raise your hand if you're in your 20s.
感谢主，这么早而已吗？那这样我说15岁到30岁，35岁的好不好？
About between 15 to 30.
Yes. 不要小看你们年轻。
Please do not despise your youth. Look down.
在他们合神心意的敬拜失去了很多年之后，这两个年轻的王，他们在神的面前，他们恢复了向神真实的敬拜。
After godly worship being lost and stopped for many years, these two young kings restored the worship according to the law.
那今天在我们新约的时代
，Now in New Testament age,
神仍然在这里寻找。
God is still seeking.
He is seeking such.
He's seeking such.
到底怎么样的人呢？
What kind of people?
用灵和真实来敬拜他的人。
Those who worship in spirit.
所以我们有一个问题，到底什么样叫做灵？怎么样我在灵中可以向神来敬拜？
Then we might ask, how do I worship him in spirit?
那第一件事情呢，我想要问一下大家。
First thing I need to ask you.
你相不相信？我再问一次，我常常问，对不对？你相不相信你里面有一个灵？
Do you believe that you have a spirit within you?
相信。那中文的圣经翻译的非常好。
The Chinese translation is
really good. 回到这个约翰福音第四章。
Turn to, let's go back to John chapter 4.
他说，那真正拜父的要用灵和真实来拜他。
Those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth.
这个用字翻译的非常有意思。
In the Chinese translation says, you have to worship him using spirit.
如果你不知道你有一个灵，你就不会用它。
If you do not know that you have a spirit, you don't know how to use it.
对不对？因为你没有，你不知道，你家里有一个电锅，你不知道你有一个电锅，你就还是用其他的锅子来煮饭。
If you do not know that you have a rice cooker, then you would still
家庭主妇用的东西都是
still cook.
如果你不知道你家里有一个很好的这个这个 digital camera,
if you do not know that you have a very good digital camera,
那你还是用从前要洗胶卷的那个。照相机来照相
，then you will still use a old
对不对
film camera, right?
如果你没有一个 iPod,
if you do not have an iPod,
你就还是用收音机、用录音机来听音乐。
So you still listen to music with radio.
所以今天如果你不知道你里面有一个灵，你就不会用它。
So if you do not know that you have a spirit within you, then you will not know how to use it.
你知道了，现在每一个人都说，大部分人都说有，对不对
？Now that you all know you have one.
如果你相信耶稣
if you believe
你重生得救
and you've been born again
你里面有一个从灵生的生命
then you have a life that is born of the spirit
这个生命它是灵
and that life is a spirit
跟神是灵一样
just like God is spirit
你知道了但是你不用它
if you know it but you don't know how to use it
谁受亏损
then whose loss is it
谁受亏损
whose loss is it
自己嘛，对不对？ 你有灵，但是你却不用它。
If you have a spirit and you do not use it,
你明明有电锅
，You have a rice cooker,
但是你还是要用普通的炉子站在旁边，一直怕它扑出来，怕它扑出来，一直等。
But you still use the traditional
pot, 我要一直关 pot, 大小
on the stove, and they cook rice on the stove. Then you have to stand by.
你明明有一个 digital 的 camera, 但是你还是要用那个洗胶卷的照相机，你去照相。
And then you have a digital camera, and you still use the old camera.
你把这个非常好用、非常 powerful、非常有能力的这个 digital camera 放在旁边。
You put aside your powerful digital camera and you use the old camera.
白费很多的力气。
And then you waste a lot of effort.
你还看不到你的照片，你还得拿出去洗。
And you have to go and develop your film before you can see your pictures.
今天我们每一个人里面都有灵。
Everyone has a spirit within us.
我们有没有用它？
Are we using it?
我们敬拜我们的神的时候，我们有没有用它？
Do we use our spirit when we worship God?
我们现在坐在这里，
As we're sitting here,
听到的时候，
Listening to a sermon,
我有没有用它？
Are we using our spirit?
当我在小组里面带聚会的时候，我有没有用它？
As I lead a small group,studies, do I use it?
我当我在带小朋友唱诗歌，或者我给他们讲故事的时候，我有没有用它？
As I lead children to worship and or tell stories, do I use my spirit?
我弹琴的时候，我有没有用它？
When I play the piano,
我打鼓的时候有没有用它？我在波饼聚会纪念主的饼和杯的，我有没有用我里面的灵啊？
As I remember the Lord during the break of bread, do I use my spirit?
今天神在这里寻找，
But God is seeking
such.
Seeking
such. 这样的人，怎样的人
？What kind？
用灵
，those who will
在真理的里面敬拜他的人
，worship in spirit and truth。
我们的注意力常常注意在到底要用什么样的乐器啊？到底可不可以打鼓啊？到底哈、啊，我们唱歌的时候我们要唱什么样的诗歌
？We often focus our attention on the instrument.Whether we can use drums or what kind of songs to sing.
这些都是帮助我们用灵在真实的里面来敬拜他。
These are all but to help us to worship in the spirit.
不是我们最重要的。
But they are not the most
我们有所有的乐器。
Yes, we may have all kinds of instruments.
最好的和声。
And then the best, music.
但是我们没有用我们的灵不在真理的里面来敬拜，这样子的敬拜神也不算数。
But if we do not worship in the spirit, such worship are not.
Now, by the way,
Do not count to God.
在圣经里面，旧约的圣经里面，所有的乐器，
so、the,
所有用来在圣殿里面敬拜的乐器
，all the music instrument used in the Old Testament，
其实都是外邦人的乐器。
Actually, Gentile instrument
并不是只有在圣殿里面只有这些以色列人发明的乐器。
They were not invented by Israelites to be exclusively used in the temple. 今天在我们
怎么样让它 sanctify, 我们使它成为圣洁啊？不管是打鼓的，不管是弹琴的，不管是吹号的，敲拔的。
So it is up to us how we sanctify them.
可能在假神的殿里面，他们也用同样的乐器。
Maybe the same instruments were used in
to worship
false gods. 什么东西是差别？
So
what made them different?
是敬拜的人。
It's the worshipper.
是不是
It's the worshipper.
不一样
The worshippers make them different. 今天神
在寻找这样子的人来敬拜他。
And today God is seeking such to worship him.
我必须要结束。
I have to end.
那我们九月份的时候我们要退休会。
We will have our church retreat in September.
我们是要带着一个敬拜的心预备好我们要来朝见我们的神。
Let's prepare our heart with the heart of worship to encounter, to meet him.
把我的小皮包给我一下。我记得我们在去年九月份退休会回来。
After we came back from our retreat last year,
有很多的弟兄姐妹有很美好的事情发生在他们的身上。
Many good things happened to many brothers and sisters.
我听说有许多病得医治的。
Many,
就在我们祷告的时候。
Many got healed. Their sicknesses got healed while we prayed.
有很多当场愿意接受耶稣的。
And many received the Lord
后来也受浸的。
During the meetings.And later on got baptized.
有灵命被更新的。
And some got spiritually renewed.
有夫妻的关系大大改变的。
Or a family relationship got improved.
有弟兄哭着说他要来侍奉神的。
Or some brothers in tears said they want to serve God.
啊，年轻人在聚会的里面，在那个山上遇见神的比比皆是。
Many young people met God.
然后他们回到他们的学校。
And then they went back to their school.
啊，今年的五月。
And this year in May.
我跟于弟兄我们在欧洲服侍一个四天的联合聚会。
Brother Yu and I were serving in a 4-day combined meeting in Europe.
那这个四天的联合聚会呢，在最后一天的时候，他们有一个见证。
On the last day, they had a testimony meeting.
改了他们的聚会，让他们有一些的见证。
They changed it so that some people can have the chance to share testimonies.
第一个弟兄上来。
The first brother that came up.
他说他在聚会的里面他遇见神。
Says he met God.
他遇见神，他第一个的反应。
And his first reaction.
他看见他自己的罪。
He saw his sin.
他在上山之前，他跟一个同工有很长时间的摩擦，感觉非常的强，非常 strong.
Before the conference, he had long time conflict with another coworker that bothered him a lot.
但是他遇见神，他那天当场在他的见证里面向那个同工说道歉的话，
after,
过去跟他们一起有一个 hug.
After meeting God.While during his testimony, he went to the brother, apologized and gave him a hug.
他也当场向他的妻子抱歉。
He also apologized to his wife.
那还有一个姐妹，她说我要跟我的丈夫认错。
Another sister says, I have to apologize to my husband.
她说我没有让他做我们家里面的头。
She said, I did not allow him to be the head of our family.
她说我他很多的决定都是我帮他做的。
Says I made a lot of decisions for him.
一边讲的时候一边掉眼泪。
And she said all this with tears.
在我们四天的聚会里面，我们没有一堂讲到家庭。
And then in our 4-day meeting, we did not talk about family life.
还有一个母亲，她哭着说。
Another mother.
她说我要对我的孩子
say
sorry.
And she says I have to say sorry to my children.
我常常照着我的己意，我随意的管教孩子。
I often discipline them according to my own life.
我以为我有这个权利。
I thought I had the power.
所以我的孩子受到我很多的伤害。
So my children got hurt by me.
有一个弟兄。
There's another brother. 好像
从新加坡来的。
From Singapore.
他说他有好长的时间他不愿意服侍。
For a long time he did not want to serve God.
他说他一直想等到他失眠好了以后，解决了以后，他再起来服侍主。
He says he wanted to serve God after his insomnia.Insomnia got healed.
他说我现在我要起来服侍主。
And he says, now I
want to serve God. 我要把握住今天，我要来把我最好的来献给神。
I want to take this opportunity and serve God from today.
有一个福音朋友。
And there's another gospel friend.
他说他已经参加慕道班，已经参加了一年多了。
He's been to gospel classes for
over a year. 但他的心非常的刚硬，他不愿意来，他不愿意接受耶稣。
But his heart is hardened. He did not want to accept Jesus.
他说，但是今天我要告诉你们，我已经是基督徒了。
But he says, today I want to.
我接受了耶稣做我的救主。
Today I want to tell you, I'm a Christian already.
他说昨天晚上他回到宿舍。
Last night he went back to his dorm.
他就对我，他说我就对我自己很大声的说。
And he proclaimed loudly to himself.
你已经是一个基督徒了。
You are a Christian already.
他说今天早晨的时候我又拍了我一下大腿。
And this morning I hit my thigh.
他说你是基督徒了，你怎么忘记祷告了？
You are a Christian. How come you forgot to pray?
然后有一个人
another person.
他说他学自信主以后，他有很长的时间他不愿意受浸。
For a long time after he received Jesus, he would not get
baptized.
And then that day he's.
他说我今天我就需要
弟
弟兄为我受浸。
Says today I hope brother you will baptize me.
还有一个姐妹很可爱。
Another sister, she was very lovely.
她说她到了那个国家以后已经五年了。
She's been that, to that nation for 5 years.
她是慕道友。
She was a gospel friend.
然后她刚刚决志。
And recently received the Lord.
她说这是我五年第一次看到一个活的牧师跟师母站在我的前面。
This is the first time in 5 years I saw a pastor and his wife alive.
她说
in front of me.
她说耶稣基督是我的救主。
Jesus Christ is my Savior.
我一生一世我都要来跟随他。
I will follow him all the days of my life.
这些事情都是在当我们与众圣徒一同敬拜的时候发生的。
These things all happen when we worship God with saints.
我们一个人敬拜的时候。
When we worship him alone.
我们常常觉得很软弱。
We often feel weak.
但是当神把我们放在众圣徒的里面。
But when God places us among saints,
我们可以一同来明白神的爱有何等的长、阔、高、深。
Together we get to comprehend the width, length, height and depth of God's love.
一个人敬拜的时候
when we worship Him alone,
我们认识的神只有这么一点点。
This is how much we know about God.
当我们跟众圣徒一同来敬拜的时候
when we worship Him with saints.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
神的爱神的自己他的长阔高深
the length, height, width, and depth of His love
就在他的会中向我们指示
is manifested and revealed to us in corporate worship.
朋友你收听了节目后有何感想呢请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们在主内分享彼此的见证好吗如果你需要我们为你祷告也请留言我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作帮助你不断在主里更新生命